Anyway, let's call a meeting to order.
It is 6:56 on June 28th. Commissioner Franek?
Here.
Commissioner Pritz?
Here.
Commissioner Graham White?
Here.
Commissioner Prestis? Commissioner Popowitz?
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden?
Here.
Chairman Zarowski?
I am here.
We have a quorum.
Do we have any public testimony? Public? Okay. Does anyone have any comments on the meeting minutes from last month? Since I was not here, I do not have any comments. Unless there's something in here that says I said something. Good. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The minutes are approved. Consideration of historic property modifications and applications for certificates of appropriateness? None?
None.
Consideration of nominations for the 2017 Historic Preservation Awards. We've received no applications, did you say?
No, we've received two applications.
In the packet.
It's in the packet. But it just opened up.
And to be fair, I think we did also mention last month that we had received two, so you would have been cut out of that, but yes.
I swear you sent me a note that said there were none. Am I just imagining?
If I did, I misspoke, I apologize, but, yeah.
He was tricking me.
There is a constitutional amendment to remove the president for incompetence.
But there are two.
I'm in. I second that motion.
And maybe at one point, but before it closed, it kind of came in toward the end. Either way, there are two, 146 Keystone, 558 Franklin. Their applications, some photos, some background are in the packet. And then per the request from last month, there's also the descriptions of the awards for reference and discussion.
Did any of the commissioners have anything to do with any of the nominations? Any solicit, like anyone soliciting? Ask folks to, no? Just curious if they're.
No. One of them was, and says, but I'll make sure I get it right. 558 Franklin was per solicitation invitation. I'm not sure, to be honest, I don't remember who suggested in one of the meetings, but we sent an invitation to them, inviting them to nominate themselves. 146 was unsolicited.
Cool. Anybody have any comments?
I the 558 Franklin, I think they've done a fabulous job.
That's the group that they came by looking for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a good story. They looked for feedback, they ended up with
I have a question. What's that architectural style called? It's eclectic, I know, but what's it?
What would we call this style?
Yeah, well, I don't know. What's that called? It's a combination of a lot of them, I know.
It's not quite Victorian. Not quite stick
curious.
Style.
Hmm?
Big tower turret shingle.
Queen Anne.
Yeah, I would call it eclectic. I would call it, it's probably a master builder special.
Okay, that's all. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah,
just curious.
They've done a nice job.
Just curious. It's lovely, lovely job.
They've both done a nice job. So
beautiful job.
Just to see a couple old ladies come back.
Beautiful job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so actually, I was in 146 Keystone on Saturday. They had a wedding for their youngest daughter, who was actually born on the day they started demolition of the house, of, you know, like the attic. It's a great, great little story.
Oh. Wow.
Hmm. They've done, you know, it's not my favorite colors of houses, but I think it's historically accurate. They've done a painstaking restoration. I mean, he rebuilt window frames. I mean, very painstakingly reproduced. I know we had hoped that he would have done something a little bit more consistent with the garage addition, but, you know, it blends in okay. I wasn't one of the big supporters of the garage detailing that he chose, but...
Is this guy the contractor and the owner? Is that what I'm reading here?
He did most of the work himself. The last couple of years, he had a young guy who's trying to, you know, gain some credibility. I think it was his son's friend that did most of the work. And I mean, the interiors of the house have just been done over the last couple of years. And there's just a lot of really great detailing that you're not even seeing from these photos.
Mm-hmm.
But,
wow.
You know, from my perspective, I'm kind of across the street from this house. I really appreciate what they've done and what they've, you know, kind of the addition to the neighborhood that they've created for us. And I would strongly support an award for both of these.
Mm-hmm. And it's clearly something they've taken an extended period of time to do, which in and of itself...
Over 30 years, yeah, 32 years.
Yeah, which in and of itself merits some degree of recognition.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just keeping their heads down and doing their thing, mm-hmm. Including a lot of things through sweat equity. I mean, I think that's a great story.
So, should we read what the different awards imply?
I sure can. They are in your packet, and mm-hmm. I'd be happy to, you like me to read them aloud?
Sure, why don't we just go through it? Yeah, let's make sure that everybody understands, because we've got...
The Laurel McMahon Restoration Award. The Restoration Award is presented by the Historic Preservation Commission in recognition of an outstanding achievement in returning the exterior of her structure to its original design and condition by repairing or replacing the original architectural detail and materials. The Secretary of Interior Standards for Rehabilitation shall serve as a guide for the Commission. The Streetscape Compatibility Award. The Streetscape Compatibility Award is presented by the Historic Preservation Commission in recognition of an outstanding achievement in building a new structure or addition in an architectural style and scale that is compatible with its surrounding historic streetscape. Adaptive Reuse Award. The Adaptive Reuse Award is presented by the Historic Preservation Commission in recognition of an outstanding achievement in altering a structure's use to meet contemporary needs in a manner that retains the structure's viability while respecting its original architectural character and design. Architectural Details Award. The Architectural Details Award is presented by the Historic Preservation Commission in recognition of an outstanding achievement in restoring an exterior detail element of the structure. Examples of exterior detail elements would include porches, brackets, architectural trim, and stained leaded glass. The Secretary of the Interior's Standards for Rehabilitation shall serve as a guide for the Commission. Renovation Award. The Renovation Award is presented by the Historic Preservation Commission in recognition of a historically sensitive renovation or addition to a structure in the village that enables continued and or expanding use. Jeanette Fields Award of Merit. The Award of Merit is presented by the Historic Preservation Commission in recognition of an outstanding achievement, which is outside the scope of the other awards.
Well, I'd say neither one of them is an adaptive reuse award, right?
Or a streetscape compatibility.
Right.
I think they're both renovations, and one might be Jeanette Fields' award.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can two houses receive the same award, or are we trying to...
It's never happened before. I don't know.
Oh, sure they can.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are no rules. You make the rules. It is your award.
Is this the first year we're doing this?
No.
It's actually the first year that we've had two really, really good nominees, to be honest, yeah.
We've had some great nominees, but they've been sort of distinctive and separate in terms of what their treatment was.
Mm-hmm. Because they might both deserve to be Laurel McMahon Awards.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
Did she have a twin?
I think 558 Franklin clearly does. I think 558 Franklin clearly does. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary what they've done in terms of returning that house and shucking off some of the extraneous stuff that's been added over the years.
Yeah, if you'd seen the one, yeah. The 146, I'd say the same thing. I mean,
okay.
When I moved in 20 years ago, the north and east faces of the house were done. And, you know, in the last 5 years, he's completed the west and the south faces. And, I mean, he built, you know, a porch and you know, a two-story porch. Mm-hmm. He built and just really kind of did some exceptional things to kind of just stay within the personality of the original design.
When I give Laurel to Franklin and renovation to Keystone?
I'll give both Laurel.
Pardon?
Give I think, both
yeah,
Laurel
I'd say give both to the Laurel.
They're both beautiful.
They're both?
Double Laurel?
Double Laurel.
Double Laurels.
Laurels.
Mm-hmm. I have no objection to that.
No, I mean, it seems to fit, right? I mean, it seems like these are both labors of love, right?
Yeah.
They're both pretty incredible efforts.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Do we know, I mean, I've never seen the Secretary of Interior Standards for Rehabilitation. Do we know that it meets that or that it follows that? Or?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not as familiar with 558, but to be honest, there's a lot of things about 146 that I think do.
I don't know what the standards are.
How accurate is, I mean.
Are they complicated, or are they pretty straightforward, or are they,
you know? I think the challenge is just being consistent with the original context of the house.
It seems to be the underlying theme of both of these houses, right?
Yeah.
The standards are pretty, I think it's 7 or 8 items to talk in terms of using original materials wherever possible. Replacing like with like, using the same designs or things which were typical to the period, trying to retain the same use, the same footprint, things of that nature.
I mean, is either one of them going to be nominated for the National Register? Maybe not, but I mean that's what those standards are about.
Oh, is that? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
See. Okay.
But they're pretty. I'd say these guys are both within 80 to 90% of that effort, and that's way above and beyond what the typical homeowner is willing to kind of put into it between, you know, just time and money.
Okay, so then again, it's a kind of question, which is, can they be awarded more than one? Because the architectural
award
seems to, from the way you're describing, especially the house across the street from you, sounds like they've killed themselves to be compatible with what was originally there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's about the detail.
Yeah, I think we all agree that the Laurel McMahon Award is like the top award.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure that anybody else.
I've always thought the detail's more of a smaller scale award.
Yeah, it's more like, here. Okay, it's not perfect, but boy, this is kind of nice what they did over here.
I'm asking, do we want to get more than one, or do we just want to stop?
I'd say just one award for each. Yeah, I think that would be fine.
Okay. Or whether someone, you know, does a great job restoring an element like a porch. Or they, you know, go out and they really replicate some really ornate brackets.
Yeah. Oh,
something
I see.
Like that.
I see. Right. They go to some steel, you know, guy who knows how to do that. So,
it makes a custom piece.
And I think from the conversation last year, you know, the Jeanette Fields Award of Merit was another one that was kind of meant to be all-encompassing and
that's not an insignificant one, but it's more, I think that one's more intended if we kind of really like something, but boy, we look at all the other awards and it's like, well, it doesn't really mean any of these.
It's kind of like you know it when you see it, but it doesn't really fit any of the specific channels of any of the other awards.
I mean, if you look at the before and the after of 558,
it's amazing.
It's like, it doesn't even look like the same
for
house.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really done.
And they listened to us.
Mm-hmm. And she really came in asking questions about it.
Yeah, they came in and asked for advice.
The only thing that I would warn the commission is that if we did invite David Burns to come back, he'd probably talk for about 2 hours about his house. So just warn you. He's very proud of his house.
No, he should be.
He should be.
So do we have a motion? Do we need to talk anymore?
Motion.
I just want to say I like the fact that both homeowners came and talked to the commission about things, mm-hmm. and very seriously took advice.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Cool. Okay, let's have a motion. Anybody?
Motion for a double Laurel.
Double Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
We will.
Do we have enough signs?
We have enough signs. We have the art signs, and we'll have the the framed certificates made together. And if it's okay with everybody, we'll invite them to the next meeting.
Right. It's really funny because the folks at the end of the 300 block that we gave an award to a couple years ago, that sign's still up.
Oh yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, they're incredibly
hardcore.
Whereas, other people are like, they're kind of embarrassed. Like, okay, I don't want to brag about this too much more. But, can I bring this back? No, not these guys.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Lovely.
Okay. Enough said?
Yep.
Is there some kind of ceremony for this?
We'll invite them to next month's meeting.
But, anything beyond that?
The photo op and something for the paper.
Yeah, photo op at the house kind of thing.
No, here.
Yeah.
Hand it over. Dave, Tom hands over the certificate and shake hands. And
the certificate and there's a
yard sign.
Yeah. Wrought iron. Okay. Yard sign.
And usually the new guy brings champagne.
I was going to bring whiskey, but okay, if you prefer champagne.
I think we'll be okay with that.
It's a little weak, but okay. We'll be sipping for all
something that. Historically appropriate.
Yes.
Why don't we talk about the preservation map while I look for my list of ongoing commissioner assignments? So I guess you guys talked about the write-ups last month.
Mm-hmm.
They were edited by Mr. Pritz and proofread by Dave. And I think we feel pretty good about them. Does anybody?
I have a couple. Go ahead, Carla.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the River Forest Women's Club was changed to the Women's Club was established in the River Forest Public Library. Women's Club established the River Forest Public Library.
They established the library.
Established.
I'm not sure that agrees with what I've read.
Established.
Check. It said that his wife was a member, mm-hmm. and that they started it in the. The thing that I read. I didn't have that.
Okay. The Fields.
You can't buy that book anymore.
Yeah, I can't.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to go online to buy it.
Yeah, me too.
I did find a couple copies for sale under this ISBN.
Yeah.
Take that.
Field says.
But I have one that will hold on to.
The club has played an important role in the village's civic life, responsible for the establishment of a public kindergarten system, the River Forest Public Library, and the Parent Teachers Association in 1908.
Oh. It's more impressive sounding.
We should be right, though. Yeah, so why don't I figure out what my source was and go back and make sure that I don't have it wrong.
I took it from...
No, I understand.
Well, even if they're both right, I think that sounds more impressive.
Better,
that's all I'm saying. Even if they're both right.
Because the River Forest Public Library wasn't there until they established it and Drummond designed the building.
I don't remember.
Okay, why don't you get back to John?
Okay.
We'll try to, because it would be great. I'm really eager to kind of get this text.
I Yeah, yes, and it's easy enough. I kept all the tabs open with the research that I found for any changes I made in Chrome, so it'd just be a matter of going home and looking at it.
Okay. Anything else? Dave, did you say?
Yeah, I had on number 12 from the Department of Redundancy Department. The house is built in a French eclectic Norman architectural style with Romanesque influences. The Normandy style emanated from farmhouses located in Normandy, France.
12.
Located in France? Located in France, yeah. I'm not offering any
you think that's enough?
Better ways to say it, but yeah, located, well.
In northern France?
Yeah, just that there are, you know, four. You get
Northwestern.
You get
France.
Norman, Normandy, French, Normandy, French, three times or four times in the sentence. So I don't, just a little editing or something to make that simpler. And then knowing that, I'm hesitant to say the second one because I'm knowing that Dave proofread it, but the tense on number 19. The home.
Jacques.
I may be wrong on my grammar's crap. The home expanded and a unique log cabin created on the third floor using whole bark covered logs. Is the expanded and using? That's something that seems odd there. Maybe it's just me. Created on the third floor used whole bark covered logs.
Yes.
Or employed whole bark covered logs.
Yes. It needs to
or
be.
Or was created.
Was, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Or was created.
Okay.
Going back to 12 real quick, the reason that that's highlighted and the R is in red is because we had it down as the Orndorff House, and when I looked it up online, it came back as the Orndorff House. So
I believe it's Dorff. But
okay,
we're good with that.
Okay. I have one comment on number 18.
Did we have a correction to 19?
Should be.
I'm sorry, what was it?
I would just say employed whole log, bark covered logs, or was created somebody. Dave, what's grammar?
Yeah, was created.
Created.
Okay. Sound good?
Insert was, log cabin was created.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a comment about the text for number 18. Before forming his own firm in 1905, Robert Spencer shared office space. And then it goes on to say he was good friends with Frank Lloyd Wright, except for the fact that when Frank Lloyd Wright ran off to Europe with the notorious Mrs. Cheney, Spencer never talked to him again for his entire life, either of their lives.
Well, there you go.
So
I think that's a good little
tidbit
to add.
And was good friends, or do you want to add?
And was once good friends.
Well, it does say before forming his own firm, so were they friends prior to 1905? Because that's how the sentence reads to me. Before forming his own firm in 1905, Robert Spencer shared office space and was good friends with Frank Lloyd Wright.
That's certainly accurate.
I'm not sure about the timing of Frank Lloyd Wright's.
I don't
affair.
Remember what year he ran.
But it's
away.
Kind of an interesting little tidbit, although it's already a pretty long
thing.
Quote.
Yeah.
I think we're good there. Anything else?
Number 29 has a yellow mark there from the author on list, but not in the survey for the library.
We can stretch that. That isn't my fault.
Okay.
Just for the record, it is on the survey under a different address. So
gotcha. Okay.
Returned the first time. It's like 729 through 735 in the survey or something like that. But there was one more highlighted section.
Was it
the number six?
Ingalls House.
Yes.
Six.
No, the Seth Rhodes House.
Yes.
Number six.
Yeah, yes.
So it looks like we're missing a date there.
Not sure which date it is.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the Jeanette Fields Award. If you find it.
Yeah. The book reports 1916. The survey reports 1918.
1917, then we're done.
So those are the two sources that I had, was the book and our survey.
On 22, there's some inconsistencies here. It's Jay Kibben, and I think it's K-I-B-B-E-N.
22.
Can we finish up with 6 first?
Oh, sure, sorry.
Did we decide what we're going to do with 6?
Those are the two sources I had to check, and so those were the two different dates we set.
I guess we could ask Doug where he got 1918 from.
Yeah.
I'll send him a note. Sound good? 22, Kibbens?
Yeah, I'm looking back at your edits now, Dave. Okay. So, got it.
It's Kibben with an E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this one, you also corrected Tilston.
Yeah.
John Tilton is
the
architect.
There. In which spelling of Ingalls?
Yeah, we had 2 of those, too.
Right. So we're going with J and then Kibben with an E.
Mm-hmm.
And Ingalls with an A-L-L-S.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way I've normally seen it.
Yep, that's how I've seen it.
Oh, my.
Huh. Okay, I have a question.
Carl, is that still contingent?
What?
Ingalls?
Yes, it's still contingent.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, it is. As of this morning, it's still contingent. I have something to ask about number 5, 601 Bonnie Bray, the Elias Day House. I don't understand. The house design was reportedly reworked in 1919 as a Sears catalog house. I mean, Sears catalog house were...
Catalog houses. Houses built from plans
from
in
plans,
a catalog.
Yeah.
In a kit of parts from a catalog house.
So I looked that up to understand that. I didn't write that, but I looked it up to understand it. And what it said was he designed the house, built it, and then he submitted it later to the Sears catalog, but he reworked some elements of the house. But it was still, and it showed a picture of the house that is, it was reworked for the Sears catalog. And the exterior of the house looked very much like this. So, again, I wasn't the one who picked that up because I thought it might overlap with the other reference.
That is a curious quote.
Very curious.
Yeah.
But that's actually really interesting. I mean, I don't know if we need to explain it more than that.
But it was interesting. I thought it was interesting because it raised the same question, right? I thought it might tie
to do that.
We made a reference somewhere else to a Sears catalog house, so I thought it
was it submitted by Elias Day?
It was
the one?
I believe
or
by
Talmadge and Watson.
Talmadge, yeah.
Okay.
And I believe the implication that seemed to be in the article that I was reading, and it was actually in several articles. Again,
you just add the word the house was poorly reworked in 1919
for the house design,
as a or for submission for a Sears catalog house or something like that.
Because I'm reading it. House at 601 has been changed into a Sears catalog house.
Mm-hmm. It was changed into a design that was sold by Sears.
Or the house plan, maybe. The house floor
plan
was reportedly reworked in 1919 and submitted as a Sears catalog house.
Design to plan, that sounds really good, right? I think that makes it clear, right? The house plan was reportedly reworked in 1919.
And submitted for
and
use?
Submitted.
Well, it was accepted too. It wasn't just submitted. So,
I think that's an important
or the house
part that should be described there.
The house
that
plans.
If it was reworked,
the house plans were submitted. So it's not that makes it more the drawings than the floor plan, the house plan.
We don't have the word house there to any
kind.
That's a great
no, the
question.
House,
so
the house plans
did they
were.
Actually change the house?
No. What they did is.
That's what this sounds like.
Could you just say that the plans for this house was reportedly reworked in 1919 and accepted
and submitted
as a Sears catalog house.
And accepted.
Or the architectural plans were reworked.
Accepted.
Yeah.
obviously to accept it was submitted.
Reworked still seems what's confusing there. Perhaps the house design or the house plans were reportedly used as a model for a Sears catalog house.
Sure, but they were submitted by I think the point here was Tom did it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if that makes it sound like somebody else reworked it, right? But the article that I read, because I was really curious about this, right, said, and I looked for multiple sources and everything that I checked, it made it sound like he did it. He sold.
I think that's not a bad thing to say. Rather than saying the house was reworked, you could say the architect reworked the plans, and submitted them.
Well, there's a little bit of dispute, which is why the reportedly is there. It doesn't seem to be much disputed.
It could be the home.
it seems like it's 95%.
The home was built in 1907 from plans prepared by Talmadge and Watson, who later reportedly reworked them to submit them for a 1919 Sears catalog.
Well, Watson had nothing to do with that.
Just Talmadge, understand?
Yeah. I guess, if I'm remembering right, I might be remembering this wrong. Talmadge was the architect, and Watson was sort of the
engineer.
Was he the engineer? It made it sound, something that I read, I thought made it sound like he was like the back office guy.
The money guy.
Okay, so why
the guy running the office while the architect was doing his thing.
So why don't we split it and say built in 1907 for plans prepared by Talmadge or Watson, period. In 1919, Talmadge reportedly revised the plans for this home for subsequent offering as a Sears catalog house.
That sounds great.
Or something like that.
Well, I think exactly like that. That's
it.
Yes.
Yes. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So roll that tape. Do you need any more than that?
I just want to make sure.
You can pull that off the tape, huh?
I'm just trying to keep you honest.
Always.
Standard in public office.
Any other comments?
Not about that, but I'm supposed to make whatever changes need to be made on the buildings, and I have not submitted those yet.
Okay.
And I'll get them in Monday or Tuesday to John.
Cool.
Okay.
And now that we are pretty much there.
How is this being funded, by the way?
Out of your pocket.
The village is paying for it.
I was thinking about this the other night. Since it's a bit of a tourist piece, would it be worthwhile to going to some restaurants or shops and have a little band at the bottom with their little box and advertising on it and get funded that way?
Great question. I just don't know if that creates more complexity with the village.
Mm-hmm. I don't know either. Let me ask.
I'm guessing it does. Cause
it may.
Yeah.
It probably, makes it look like we're... If someone didn't get asked, I don't want to know why.
You can put it up to... Let people bid in the village. Businesses bid.
Reverse
auction. Expensive bottle of whatever to buy.
Mm-hmm.
I would be in favor of whatever we need to do to get it out there, because we're sort of entering the season where a lot of folks who aren't native to the area make their way to our community.
I agree.
Drive and walk around and bicycle around looking at stuff. This is a nice handy thing for the summer and the fall.
Version 2.0.
One other thing, though, before we publish it, or maybe coincident with that, is what we brought up in the last meeting, which is this idea of informing people that their house is on the list and it's going to be on the map.
Right.
And Jan dropped off an Oak Park map, and I think there are like 17 or 18 houses on their map, which are on ours, River Forest ones. I forgot to bring them tonight.
They stole our houses.
They did. Yeah.
Is it called an Oak Park map?
Uh huh.
Or is it like?
I think it's just. I wish I brought it. I meant to bring it.
That's not. I don't think there's anything bad about that. I think it just gets.
I think it's fine.
It just gets the word out.
But it means
absolutely.
But I'm assuming the people who are on that map, those houses, their owners, know that they're on
that map.
That map. Or not.
I guess, picking up on that, should we try to do something between the three villages of River Forest, Oak Park, and Riverside? Because between the three of us, we've just got one amazing collection of homes.
You mean to commercialize this?
Uh-uh. No, just to advertise it.
Just share with each other.
Absolutely.
Does Riverside have a map?
Don't know.
Do they have a place where they give out, you know, information?
Do they have like a visitor center?
Place?
Yeah.
Is the map you're referring to from the trust, or is it from the village?
I think she got it from the trust.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
They would probably be less concerned about jurisdiction than that makes sense. So the original conversation or plan for notification was to try to finalize this, and this would kind of be what would be taken to the village board. And the conversation then was to ask the village board for what they felt comfortable with or their insight on notification. Last month, the question came up about the legality of the notification. I think that's sort of negligible. Whether
it's less about legal, it's more about just being a good neighbor.
Well, right.
People and might show up and suddenly they're standing outside the house with a piece of paper.
And right.
Like,
and
what are you doing?
Just the general fact that if somebody was uncomfortable with it, are we really going to, twist anybody's arm, or is it better just to proceed, with the ones that are comfortable with it or whatever the commission's comfortable with there? So, I don't know if you have a new direction.
I think it's a good idea to ask people. I mean,
well, last month we said not ask.
Not ask.
Because, no, just send them a letter saying congratulations. And because otherwise it becomes permission.
That's not a bad way to look at it.
Yeah.
And then if they have concern, they can to us.
Right, but if it's
not asked for
presented,
just,
that's
just
right.
To them,
that's
yeah.
right. Hey. Because there's no permission, I believe.
You've won.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have concern, please reach out to us in 30-45 days, or
if you have questions,
let some time pass.
And again, I don't want to speak for our missing colleague here, but I think his idea was, and I think it went on the lawyer, right? Right.
Yeah,
I think the idea was to just avoid any risk of them coming back and pushing on this, otherwise we have to rework things.
My recollection is that Brian's point, to use the classic phrase, was it's better sometimes to seek forgiveness than to ask permission. Mm-hmm. And, I can appreciate the desire to just be a good neighbor and to identify it for someone. At the same point in time, as long as the map identifies the fact that these are private residences, therefore don't press your nose.
That wouldn't be a bad thing to put on the map.
I think that's a good idea to have that on. Mm-hmm.
To some kind of disclaimer,
I respect that.
Yeah.
I know in Oak Park people do have problems.
Sure.
Just walking in the front
Especially
door.
Especially the Frank Lloyd Wrights.
Yeah.
Oh. I'd say one thing that's missing text-wise is kind of a summary, like something pulled out of the survey, like an introduction to what the map is about. Does anybody want to tackle that? Anybody have any interest? I don't think it needs to be more than a couple paragraphs. It shouldn't. I mean, no one's going to read it if it's more than a couple paragraphs.
Sure. I'll take a run.
Okay. Great.
What do we want? Two paragraphs?
A couple paragraphs.
Long ago and far away.
I mean, you can see here, it's kind of become part of their cover.
Yeah. Yep. Not that ours has to be exactly like.
Just yeah, absolutely. Just for
good
for my direction, still collecting various edits from a couple of different places on this side of the table, mostly. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, do we have any further direction that we want to go with notification, or do we want to take a look at that draft then?
Can you draft a letter and
for
review it with just send it out to the commissioners, and if anybody has any questions, they can get back to you.
That sounds good.
I don't think we need to meet to review that.
John, can you do me a favor and scan the cover of the Maywood thing and just email it to me?
Yes.
Thanks.
Maybe can you send that to all commissioners? That might be interesting to see.
Yeah, and I've scanned the Maywood map before, so I'll send that back out and for anybody that might have missed it. I guess the question would be, would we want to, again, just going back from previous conversations, there was some consensus that we wanted to seek input from the village board on the notification process. Do we still want to do that before we go ahead and notify? I'm still happy to draft a letter so we have something to build.
Yeah, maybe that's what we do.
I would think yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a draft letter and a list of homes and maybe the introduction and say, this is what we're going to send out to folks.
Okay. We'd probably be looking at the August village board meeting. Okay.
Do we want to put it to a vote of the village board, or we just want to ask the village president and or the village administrator what their thoughts are?
Either one's fine, too. And I don't think that there's anything up for a vote. I think if you took it to the village board, it'd just be for some general consensus or support. Yeah.
My thought is I don't want to make more of it than, you know, than it really needs to be, but I think it's appropriate that we just ask.
Yeah, and I guess you're good either way, you know, since there's nothing for a vote, so whatever you guys are comfortable with.
Okay, are we good with that? Back to ongoing assignments, communications research, presentations. Al, anything to talk about?
not really. The only comment I want to make is I sent John here an email. I have images of about five of these buildings that are going to be on the map, because some of them are rather dark, and I know someone's going to have to go out there, take the images and so on. And I've included five of these in presentations that I've given, which we're taking on a sunny day when the sun was exactly right, and so all the colors come out. Now, it's only five of a number of dark ones, but it would save someone some effort. And
I think Dave was going to photograph.
I think so.
Go ahead and forward them to Dave.
I've got the presentation on a stick. And I have more than one image of each structure, but whoever want to look at it, they can pick out the image that they thought was suitable and then duplicate that. And the ones I have are number 2, 3, 7, 30.
Just for like consistency, like we did on the wording, I think it might make sense. Dave's kind of expressed interest in the photos before for him to kind of, you know, gauge some consistency on those. So perhaps, Al, if you have them and you can get them to Dave, that'd be great. If not, and you want to give them to me, I'll make sure that.
I did bring the stick.
Okay.
The stick does have two programs on them.
Okay.
So I would like to obviously get them back.
Absolutely.
I'll be glad to share those. And someone look at them, copy the one you want,
great.
And then I'll be glad to give it to you.
You can just email them?
No? My computer skills are less than what they should be.
I
can give it to you right now.
I'll give it to John. Exactly. I'll work with Al and make sure they get to you.
Fine. Let's do it.
Dave's been known to steal stuff like that.
Got a whole drawer full of sticks.
Okay, Al, you started a third library presentation.
Yes.
Any progress on it?
Well, I think I have most of the images, and I have some of the text. But to be perfectly frank, there hasn't been a great deal of demand for any of the programs. Actually, I've given each program once, and I thought there had been greater demand. There wasn't. So I've been kind of lackadaisical putting the third one together because I thought, well, I got till next year to do it.
When you say demand, You, both of the ones at the library were well attended.
And they were extremely well attended, but it was only one presentation.
Gotcha.
For each of them, and no more. Even
other
made
other audiences.
Yeah, no, no. The audience in the second one wasn't quite as full as it was for the first, but all the seats were. The first one was standing room only. The next one was sitting room. Everybody, there was, you know. So, no, it was successful. No, well, that was worth it. But the point is, so I have not been encouraged to hurry up and make a third one.
Yeah, I don't,
because I don't see a use for it.
Well, I think everybody appreciates your efforts.
Well, we all do something. We all bring our skills,
sure,
and
sure.
This is my little contribution.
Sure.
And everybody else gives theirs.
If there's something else you'd rather be doing, let us know. But I'd say focus on that. Once upon a time, we talked about white papers.
White papers.
Like preservation ordinance, frequently asked questions.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Economic incentives.
Still in my.
Okay.
My book.
Monthly e-newsletter. I think it'd be great to publish. Is there a way we could still sneak that in?
Yep. Yeah, the next e-news will go out Friday, July the 7th, if that's Friday.
Cool.
Yeah. Still welcome to take anything for that. I guess the one newsworthy thing would be the awards, but it might make sense to do that after they're given so that we can get some pictures with them. Mm. So maybe we send that out on the 1st of August. Is there something else we might want to include for July?
What about the map?
Talk about the map?
Yeah. To come. Coming attractions.
I'll try and write something up about the map.
Yeah, however you want to proceed. If you want.
Okay. Just need to get that to you in the next week. Okay.
Yeah, before next Thursday, I can squeeze it in.
Yep. At risk properties, Carla.
Yes. 1123 Franklin. That is an English Tudor-looking house. It's been on and off the market
advertised
for
as
years.
A teardown.
Advertised as a teardown. It's contingent. It's a shell. There's nothing inside it. It's uninhabitable.
Do we know who? That's not public knowledge.
No. But I am assuming it's going to be a teardown. I mean, it's advertised as restore this or build your own mansion. It's been that way for years.
And how long has this contingent offer been identified?
I'm thinking maybe 3 weeks or so.
Is that the one, Franklin and Thomas?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the block.
Yeah, I saw it a couple of days ago, and it's hard to believe. I thought it was new construction because there was so little of it that I could see. But you're saying it's
uninhabitable. You can't go inside.
No, I know that. But from across the street, it just looked.
I mean, it's been that way for years. I don't remember when I first saw that on the market.
I just saw it for the first time.
Maybe
last week.
Maybe 5 or 6 years. And they used to have a for sale sign, which I think said, restore or build your own. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but whoever owned it at one point just stripped it.
Hmm. Okay,
so that
well,
may be the first one.
John, if you can
that may
take
be
point
the first
on that,
one
and if you hear of any transaction, let us know.
And what's the address again?
1123 Franklin.
And so, I mean, I guess we can kind of do the same. I can see if it's, but you think it's closed?
No, yes. It hasn't closed.
Contingent.
It's contingent.
I understand.
Which means that usually they list them as pending once the contingent, whatever contingency there is. But I'm just surprised that they have not come to the village yet to see.
Is it in our district?
You're surprised on the permit process?
It's a significant property.
Yeah, it is a significant property.
Oh.
Let me check in on what status I can find.
Okay.
That may be the first one under the new.
Any other
ordinance?
Thing on anything else on significant properties?
Dave asked about the Ingalls house. That is still contingent.
What's the address of that?
Six.
Yeah, it's six, like 606. It's.
I'm looking here.
Well, it's on the thing. It's an even number.
22. It's 52562 Keystone.
Yeah.
562 end of block. Yeah. Oh, and new listing is the Coleman's house at the corner of Ashland and, is that Iowa? 916, the huge, people think is the courthouse.
Oh, they want the big portico and the big columns.
The big one, the huge one. 916 Ashland.
Across from the school.
Next to the new construction. They're asking $3.2 million, I think. I know. He stole my heart.
By the way, that is not the most expensive house in the village. That honor goes to one of the teardowns,
mm-hmm.
the former Mars Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3.8 something, 3.9 something.
Yeah, I think it's, 3.8. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's, I haven't sold yet. That's been on.
Indeed.
For what? Is that the next? That's good competition. And there are a couple, I think there are a couple more houses at $3 million.
Okay. Anything else on the website development? Any progress? Those guys came by a couple meetings ago.
So I don't know which one we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The village,
the village website
for
the website.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said site development. I was thinking like a planned site development.
Website
development.
Development.
Yes. No, my fault.
We should have kept going with that.
No. Website. I'm very aware of. Yes. So the website is kind of in mock draft stages. We've gone through a couple revisions. Before we've gotten it to just recently, some members of the village board, the village president, and staff themselves, and so we're kind of on revisions in terms of the HPC's page. There's not much yet. I do have a mock-up of the village board's page, which might be helpful, but
I don't think we need to see anything until.
Exactly,
it's relevant.
We're ready for that page.
Yeah, yeah,
so
just curious.
Yeah, later stage.
Mm-hmm. If you could inquire when we might see something. Just curious.
Absolutely.
No.
I finished it.
Was it in those PowerPoints that you get your pictures on?
Yes. One historic homes, 1 and 2.
I have the PowerPoints.
Okay, then that's it.
They are massive files. So I will find a good way to get them to you.
Thank you.
They won't fit in an email right now.
No. If you want to find a couple pictures and send them, that'd even better.
Absolutely.
Okay. Window replacements, you haven't had any?
There are two in the latest, or it says windows in the blurb at the back of this packet.
Really?
Yeah. But 811 and 752. Well, 811 Forest says windows, and 752 Lathrop says historic district windows for both of them. On May 30th. May 31st.
There you go.
A11 Forest and
752 Lakeshore, the last one.
Is it because of the historic district and not significant property? That's that only from my first glance.
Could be.
Maybe. Probably.
That's probably why.
Okay. There you
go. A11 Forest was actually a foreclosure. Those windows were not there. The Cohen, so there's no windows there.
Oh, that's just the house, second house in from the corner.
Yeah. But yeah, the only other windows to be spoken of, and we mentioned it last meeting, but since you weren't here, is the public works got okay from the village board to move forward with those ones. And so,
oh, good.
Cool.
Good shape. Thank you for your help.
Oh, sure.
Certified local government certification.
The person who handled such things retired last year. I finally tracked down the person who is taking the applications in the interim. There are no formal application process, and it's been suggested that largely nothing will be done
if we submit something.
Well, not only that, but also the current
budget crisis.
State budget.
State of the state.
Has got folks thinking about other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We need to actually, so we need to bring the map stuff to the village board. Or do we talk about maybe just bringing it to Kathy? Does that make sense?
Whatever you're comfortable with. I mean, you can certainly do both.
I'd say we bring it to Kathy and then ask her if she thinks we need to bring it to the board.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would help speed it up, right?
So does it make sense to gather some of the outstanding edits and then circulate those amongst you guys, and then we'll get an okay of what we want to send to Kathy?
Sounds good.
It may be at the same time, given some of the public statements she's made about tourism in the village. Maybe at the same time you can ask her what her thoughts are about some kind of combination with Oak Park and Riverside in terms of some kind of initiative between the three villages.
It might make sense when the edits are gathered for Tom to share them with Kathy. I'm happy to facilitate that.
No, I think it's a great idea, because I sat down with her last year. I haven't sat down with her.
Okay. So I'll gather edits and then circulate that amongst everybody when we're ready.
Then I'll send her a note and say, hey, can get a second to review this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
And at that point, bring up this question, because is that
right? Yeah, sure.
I mean, do we, is it under the board's charter, or the commission's charter, to facilitate kind of activities around historic elements?
Yeah, absolutely. Education.
Absolutely.
Because it seems like we've got one heck of an asset here, right?
For sure. Right. I think that's what our hope is, that maybe the map kind of spawns something like that.
But is it envisioned that we would take on a more active role in making something like that happen?
Sure.
Really coordinating with those groups, mm-hmm. but you know, they have their village walk and things like that. I know that we coordinate with that, but it seems like we're an add-on, and that we don't promote it, or maybe we do, and I just haven't seen it. In which case, maybe.
No, we haven't been involved in.
Yeah. So I mean, but it seems like we could be much more aggressive about this. This is.
Yeah, I guess certainly it takes someone to champion it. When you raise your voice,
I would love to champion that, and I would imagine that we would all really enjoy it, because it would be, I would think, really fun to to see people.
Do you want to do some preliminary research on that? That'd be great.
Yes, if anybody has any ideas of what research means, but I mean, yes, I'll look at what the village does. I'll look out, love that stuff. So I'll be happy to take that. I don't have an assignment.
There you go. So I can write that down as a new assignment.
I'd be happy to take an assignment.
Maybe,
question.
The thing that I was thinking about is, and if she thinks it's appropriate, maybe Kathy making the overture to Oak Park and Riverside is to pick a weekend sometime in the fall and have, a walk in each of the three villages. So that, if someone wants to do it, what do they call it, Pasadena Bungalow Heaven, where there's a weekend where people are encouraged to walk through the communities. Because, we do certainly share a lot of cooperative things with Oak Park. And, it may be just another way of sort of broadening the resource. And it would certainly, Oak Park has done a fabulous job in advertising their commitment to preservation. This is also a way of saying, and by the way, it's just not this one village. It's more than that. There's this whole little enclave of three communities. I think Riverside's been I don't know how much they do. I know that they have a separate society that fosters appreciation for Daniel Burnham's design of the village. But in terms of the actual structures, I don't know to what extent, how active they are.
They used to do a house walk once a year.
Yeah.
River Forest did?
No, Riverside.
Well, that was my question. That's going, well, you've taken part of that part of that subject, but are you envisioning some sort of a guided tour for a group of people through?
I don't know what the best way to commercialize it is, but when you look at what things to do near Chicago, right? One of the things that pops up is Oak Park, and that's great in every way for Oak
Park.
And
it gets great publicity.
And it gets great publicity, and it gets people known, and people want to live in the village, and it, I'm sure it increases property
brings
values.
People.
And you know what? In terms of our core purpose, really, which is to have these assets shown to people so that they have appreciation for them, right, to your point about having more people interested in wanting to see the presentations, mm-hmm. right, I think we're a well-kept secret. If I tell somebody my kids go to Oak Park River Forest High School, they're like, do you live in Oak Park? You know, they totally mm-hmm. stop listening after mm-hmm. Oak Park. And you know what? I don't. I think that that's something that is an opportunity. Because
yep.
if we can correct that, it can't be anything but upside. Now, I don't know the best way to do that, right?
Okay.
So, but I'm sure that a lot of people are doing this, and if we look at what they're doing, I'm sure a lot of smart people spend a lot of time thinking about it. And
yeah, great.
That's where I'll start, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it next month.
Can I bring up a small point before I forget it?
Sure.
With the map,
mm-hmm.
you're just saying you're going to show it to Kathy. We're about to award two Laurel McMahon Restoration Awards, and the buildings, the houses aren't on the map. Should we consider adding them? Because we all just agreed how beautiful a job was done in preserving the historic aspects of it. And I don't know if either one is a historic property.
Yeah, so I think the way to add significant properties is not for us to make that decision.
No, should we add it to the map? In other words, should we make an exception and mm-hmm. add them to the map because they're the Laurel McMahon winners? And whether they're historic properties or not, we're all agreeing that they did a phenomenal job of restoration of these, you know.
Well, houses. If we were going to do that, I'd say we would consider making a listing of all the previous winners of.
And we can't, I don't know if we can do that, right?
There's not that many. There's
okay.
There's less than 10.
But maybe we say only the Laurel McMahons, so,
okay.
Right?
Hmm. Well, 558 Franklin is significant.
There you go.
Another thought, maybe, just from your suggestion that it becomes part of this back. I don't know how this is formatted.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have a list of buildings.
That's where
it goes.
Yeah,
buildings by significant architects and builders, which is extensive. I'm not quite sure how we format this into the brochure yet,
but
because it's very long. I think that's what...
Well, the pictures of the houses are spectacular, right? I mean, we have a lot of houses in the village that are beautiful and historic, not at this level of preservation, right? These houses are gorgeous. I mean, I don't know if these photos are just extremely well done or what, but God, that is stunning,
nice
right? So that's fine. So I can understand listing them in the back, but it might be nice. Wouldn't you want to walk by and see that house?
Hmm.
I would. I'm curious to go see it now.
There's a lot of them.
I think that's
a challenge.
But these
yeah,
are Laurel, but these
that,
are Laurel
I mean,
McMahon winners. That's all I'm saying.
My point being that okay, that there was a list of 200 homes,
yeah.
and we winnowed that down to the number that we have in
30.
So
I just didn't know if we wanted to time
it. Yeah, I like the idea of adding it as a, you know, kind of
one of the notations.
Yeah, and it could be one of those things that makes the map a living document and gets updated.
So there's the ones here. That is true. It does date the printed. You know, so then next year when you give out more awards potentially, you know, then you need to reprint to add them.
I don't think
but
you reprint it. I think you reprint it when every 3 years or whatever.
Right now, so in addition to the very extensive buildings by significant architects and builders list or categories, we also have the significant parks and monuments to be denoted on map and the significant institutional buildings. So we could kind of go in there and put previous.
And again, that's one of those things that we'll work with the graphic designer. If it's if the map seems like it's getting too cluttered, we can talk to them about it. But I mean, I think it just, you know, it makes the map just that more valuable. The more, you know, the more stuff.
How many awards has the commission given out in the past, what, 7 or 8 years? I don't know how.
We made a master list last year when this the same question came up. Give me one second here.
Probably going to retrieve yard signs.
Master list. Okay. So if you go back to 2009 when it was first put into place, there's been 22. And so if you add on the previous two, from
these additional two, 24.
I mean, you had some deep years. I mean, in 2009 there was 5 awards given. It was the first year that they gave the award. In 2010 there was 7 awards given, and then after that it trickled into about 2 a year for the next, you know, through the present. So
it's a good question. So yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Let's try it. Let's see what that means to the map, and if it can graphically be integrated, it'd be great. If not, I'd love some feedback from the graphic designers on stuff like this, because it gets back to, you know, if there's too much information, it can get challenging too.
I will add that to our.
You might have to reduce the size of the fonts so that somebody can really read it.
I'll add that to our draft for now then.
Okay. Other business.
The much ado about a lamppost. John set us up to meet with the people from 700 William on July 10th at the
village board meeting, yep, which will actually be at Roosevelt Middle School. So okay. I can circulate that with you in March, so that you guys know that. Right now, Dave has some drawings of a potential lamppost, and that block is interested in doing some fundraising to put that together. The next step, I kind of envision being them presenting that to the village board, seeking their support, and then the village board likely directing staff to take some action in that respect. I think.
Is there an estimated cost?
Yeah. Yep.
I haven't seen that yet.
Jeez.
If it's less than $10,000.
I think it was just under 10.
Doesn't need to go to the board.
Really? Well, I think we went in for two, then now they said they're going to do one.
The
so
cost,
yeah, it was under
the
10.
The cost itself, under 10, is within staff spending authority. That's the purchasing policy. But I think just in general, given that, first of all, this isn't something that right now the village is planning to fund.
Right.
It's the residents looking to fundraise.
Okay.
So it's not actually the purchase by the village board. The concern here would be private residences building a structure in the public right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
That is what needs
replacing existing lamppost.
That's what needs some board intervention. So how that works, you know, in the past, things in the right-of-way could be, you know, deeded to the individual resident, or I'm not quite sure what the residents want to seek from the board, you know, and so that's where that discussion, I think, will kind of lead to.
I would encourage you to try and seek out at least like matching, you know, like a matching grant. Hey, if we raise $5,000, can we get $5,000 from the village or something?
They've more or less, all the neighbors have coalesced and they've broken down how much each neighbor would pay.
They'll do it.
And they're pretty close to it, I think.
Cool. Well, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. How many on that block? There's 10 per side, so 20.
Yeah. But if you do have any other information, feel free to send it over. I mean,
okay.
I don't know if there's any. You know, right now I have the drawings and some of my anecdotal information.
Okay.
But if we have anything else,
yeah,
I can get it in the board packet for them.
I'll get the pricing on it.
Okay.
That would help too.
One of the byproducts of preservation is pride of ownership. And clearly that's only a good thing for the whole village across the board.
Yeah. Well, it's such a unique block.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Next month's meeting. Would that be
July 27th, fourth Thursday.
How does that look for folks? Sox Cubs game. Got tickets to the Sox Cubs game.
Boy,
that
believe I do.
They stopped playing them on weekends a couple of years ago.
They don't have to because they fill up the parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
Yeah, right.
Leaving money on the table if you have the weekend.
Would it be terrible if we met on the 26th?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
My basketball night.
How about the 20th?
Sound good?
Speaking, we just finished meeting.
I'm sorry?
We just finished meeting on the 20th. What is today, the 28th? That's 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if the Wednesday doesn't work, how about the Tuesday, you know, before that?
We cannot do Tuesday the 25th.
Because?
There's another meeting that night. We could, let me try to see if we can squeeze upstairs. Hold on, I'm looking at all the calendars at once.
Cup Sox is a day game that day.
What is?
Which day?
The 24th and the 25th are both day games at Wrigley. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about the 26th, Wednesday? Is that
basketball night?
Oh, sorry.
I could skip that.
Sorry.
I could sacrifice.
Wow. Really did?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, your health's pretty important.
It is. But that's fine, 26th.
Go for it.
Sure.
I'll send out an email.
26th?
Yep.
Right. Just, we'll see if I'm sure everybody.
Okay.
Any other business? Any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Cool. Thanks, guys.